Hey everybody, it is your Daily Thought here with Coach John on a Friday. It is March 22nd, 2024. Positivity Project. I should slow down when I say that. The Positivity Project is one of those things that I mentioned before. We're using at my old school district, Lakeshore, last few years. Fantastic stuff. Definitely got a lot of good connections for kids to think about, right? As far as where they're at in their high school or middle school, their elementary years, right? Just start thinking about some new ideas, right? Some new commentary. But at the same time, it's for us adults too, right? Don't ever think that, hey, I already graduated high school. I know everything I'm supposed to know. That would be one of the things that I think a lot of people struggle with is the fact and the ability to realize that you got to just keep learning, right? You got to keep trying to get better and improving and keep your skills up and keep your relationships better and keep, you know, just finances and being physically fit and your health and everything. It goes on and on and on, right? You just want to keep learning. And so many people think, oh, I read, last book I read was back in high school because I had to, right? You want to not shut the doors for learning things, right? And learning from people. And just picking up new ideas that can, you know, do something for you. This is a fantastic idea. It's a fantastic reminder, right? Each of us has a spark of life inside us, and our highest endeavor ought to be to set off that spark in one another, right? Kenny Asubel mentioned that. Kenny Asubel. Fantastic, fantastic thought, right? I got to listen to my buddy Sam Crowley. I've got to get caught up on some podcasts of his, but I saw a headline. What are we here for, right? What are we here for? And I think the older we get, we start maybe thinking about that question a little bit more because we realize we're running out of time. We should probably realize and catch on to that question earlier in life. Part of it, we do have a spark that's inside of us, and it's our job. It should be our priority to find that spark, right? To find that spark that's inside of us and nurture it and build on it and attach things to it, right? I think that spark in our life isn't just for one thing and one thing only, right? I think that spark in life can be attached to other things to where we get a few different sparks going, right? Then the other part of this, okay, the other part of this is to try and light that off in somebody else as well. And at least point it out to them, right? Point it out to them that that we can go ahead and help each other, right? To not only find that spark, but to nurture it and grow it and connect it with others, right? Then I start thinking, you know, we start figuring out why we're put here, why we're built. Because part of it for all of us, each and every one of us, is to help other people. Now, some people help other people by writing books, by fixing cars, by mowing lawns, by building houses, by being in medicine, by being a teacher, right? By being a coach, by running your own restaurant. And the list goes on and on and on, how we help others, right? And make things better. But I just like this mindset. Each of us has a spark of life inside us, and our highest endeavor ought to be set off that spark in one another. So probably try to think about that a little bit. Think about that a little bit, how you want to do that. Think about how you got to find that spark in you if you haven't found it yet. Keep, you know, adding to that spark, building it, right? But find out how you can help other people find theirs, right? And it doesn't have to be yours, right? You don't lead people to what you love, right? You lead them to what they love. And there's a connection there between you and that person already. You have some connection, right? So it's one of those things I think it'd be a lot better for all of us to try and do a little bit more. Okay? All right, you guys. Hey, love the fact that you're with me. Love the fact that you're listening. Spend time. Okay? Make sure you just keep trying to find that spark inside of you. Keep putting that smile on your face. Keep finding other reasons to put a smile on other people's faces and help them. Right? That's what life should be all about. And this is a good session here today. Good reminder for all of us. Okay? All right, you guys. Keep smiling. Keep your head up. Keep moving forward. And again, take care of yourself and each other. We'll talk again soon. See ya.